Good evening. Thank you for listening. I will bring you up to date on various stocks, bond, currency and commodity price changes and give highlights of today's news. Please subscribe to the podcast for automatic downloads. As of 7:17 p.m. stock markets were mixed. Standard & Poor's Toronto Stock Exchange Index was up 37.36 points to 22,112.46. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 43.1 points to 39,127.14. The NASDAQ was up 38.41 points to 18,160.19. Standard & Poor's 500 Index was up 5.68 points to 5,211.49. VIX futures are down 0.04 points to 14.9. Asia and Europe. The Nikkei 225 in Japan is down 390 points to 39,476.5. The China Seas. I-300 is down 12.37 points to 3,567.8. The DAX in Germany was up 90.76 points to 18,373.89. The CAC 40 in France was up 23.18 points to 8,153.23. The FTSE 100 in London was up 2.35 points to 7,937.44. Commodity markets. Gold is up $5.35 to $2,320.35. Silver is up 23 cents to $27.29. Crude oil is up 19 cents to $85.62. Copper is down $0 to $4.21. Natural gas is down $0 to $1.84. May corn closed at $4.31 and three quarters. May soybeans closed at $11.82 and a quarter. May wheat closed at $5.56. The Canadian dollar is 1.3527. The Canadian 2-year bond yield is 4.25. The Canadian 10-year bond yield is 3.62. The United States 2-year bond yield is 4.67. The United States 10-year bond yield is 4.34. Bitcoin is at $66,194.40. Highlights of today's news. BlackBerry reports $56 million loss. Revenue hits $173 million. Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion to enter commercial service May 1. Jerome Powell says greater confidence needed before cutting rates. Again, thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform. And please consider leaving a rating on the podcast app or platform. It helps grow the show. Thank you.